This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All right. So, class, I was just on the phone with Lindley and during the top of the hour break, and I was just mentioning to her that Kyle, when he called in, I just wanted her to know that he is a USA Prepares instructor. And so I just thought that you might be interested in knowing about that. Bert's with us, hour number two, USA Prepares. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here again.
Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you joined the faculty. What were we going to talk about? The findings about cell phone radiation, is that it today?
Well, I thought it would be good to bring the class up to date. There's been a new study released within the past few days. And I think it brings light to a lot of the topics we had been discussing over the past couple of years on the show, specifically answering the question, are cell phones dangerous to people? And, you know, we've talked about it before. It's a complicated question in some respects, but I was always saying the verdict is not out yet on what we could see. Specifically because there's so much money involved that the people who might be wanting to uncover safety issues have so many financial incentives to basically not find those issues. So a new study out, interestingly enough, it was jointly done by UC Berkeley here in California and Korea's National Cancer Center. So, very interesting study, just been released, and the conclusions point to a lot of things we've been saying here over the last couple of years. That is that cell phones are dangerous, the effects are cumulative, and there are very easy steps you can take to minimize the potential effects to yourself.
Well, I don't think, as long as you've known me, you've ever heard me say that cell phones are okay, they're not dangerous, they don't cause cancer. So as long as I've been on the radio, I've been saying they absolutely positively do. Cell phones, depending on which cell phone frequency and which vintage it is, they use the same frequencies, certainly in the microwave band, and the same frequencies as microwave ovens. And people have been arrested for putting their cat in the microwave oven for cruelty to animals. So a microwave oven at 2.4 gigahertz at 1,000 watts is just, you know, stronger, more powerful electromagnetic radiation, but the same frequency as a cell phone. So you take 1,000 cell phones all, you know, transmitting at the same time, it's possible to have the power of a microwave oven. Back to you.
Yeah, more specifically, actually, microwave oven literally is the same frequency as Wi-Fi. I mean, actually, literally the same 2.4 gigahertz or 2400 megahertz. And I think several times I've told the class about how many years ago when there was less RF proliferation, I did tests up on a mountaintop that were very hard to conduct during lunch hour. And would you like me to repeat that story briefly?
Absolutely. You know, it's a great story, and I'd rather have you tell it in more detail rather than briefly so that everyone understands how serious this has become.
Okay. Well, And again, this was several years ago. It's important to state that because there's been so much more proliferation of RF and specifically Wi-Fi that it doesn't hold true today because there's just more out there. But we, you know, so really just to set the stage, I've spent my entire life working with radio frequency devices. It's my career. I'm an RF engineer. So, you know, I don't come at this as somebody who's, you know, anti-communications, anti-radio frequency, quite the contrary. But anyhow, back then, my company was developing a product that worked in the 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi band. It wasn't specifically Wi-Fi. It was actually a wireless internet device using the same frequency band. We were testing it up on the mountaintop, and we noticed right around lunchtime, we'd get all kinds of interference. The noise floor would rise, and our stuff didn't operate as well because the noise floor went up anywhere between 10 and 20 dB. Just to refresh the class, 10 dB is 10 times in power. 20 dB would be another 10 times in power or 100 times more. So the baseline radiation was going up as much as 100 times higher during lunchtime. And it took us a little bit of time to figure out what was going on, not too much time. Basically, everybody was turning on their microwave ovens at lunchtime to heat up their lunches, whether it be restaurants or more likely just home kitchens. And that individual microwave in and of itself does not leak a lot of energy. In fact, it's probably totally safe. But multiplied by thousands or tens of thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands, it does add up. You know, 100,000 times 1 milliwatt is many watts, and that's non-directional, just random radio wave. So what we were seeing was at lunchtime, our products didn't operate so well because the noise floor, which you have to have a signal above the noise floor in order to operate properly, to recover anything in your receiver. The noise floor was rising as much as 100 times higher, and it was making our products work less efficiently. In fact, they wouldn't work at all if you had a marginal signal. And it was basically because of microwave. Now, microwave oven. Now, the reason I say it doesn't matter now, again, is there's so much Wi-Fi in the same band that Wi-Fi now has raised the noise level way above anything you would see from the microwave ovens during lunchtime. So in a sense, it's gotten worse, not that it's gotten any better. And you can't really use 2.4 gigahertz for anything long range anymore. It's just relegated to Wi-Fi now. And of course, your microwave ovens continue to work just fine.
So in terms of the noise floor class, how about this analogy? So you're a guy and you're working on the car in the driveway and you've got the engine running. It's not a loud car, it's just, you know, normal car engine, and you're listening to see where that squeak under the hood's coming from. And so you don't have your ear under there. You're standing in front of the car, you know, a couple feet away, just trying to figure out where exactly that sound's coming from. You're not racing the engine. It's just idling. And your spouse comes out the front door and says, "Hey," and starts to talk to you. And you say, "I can't hear you. A little louder." That's because the noise floor from the idling engine is greater than your spouse's voice. So your spouse needs to turn up the amplitude, or you need to decrease the noise floor, meaning get away from the engine or shut off the car so you can hear your spouse. That's what noise floor is. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, so it was just kind of interesting to show how RF, although it might be a very small amount of energy, when added up thousands of times, it does become something significant. And the reason that story is important now is we're talking about 5G and 6G, which those type of cellular systems are now adding many, many, you know, 10 or 100 times more transmitters all around your town. So basically, instead of having, you know, your one big, hugely powerful cell site up on the top of a power pole or top of a building, it's going to be designed for microcells. And those microcells in aggregate are adding a lot more power. So we're going to be bathed in more energy one way or another. And is it dangerous? Well, you know, it may be. And for instance, the cell phone study that just came out basically shows if you use your phone, and these are the conclusions of the study now, I'm going right to the end of the report. If you use your phone 17 minutes a day for 10 years, you have a 60% increased chance of getting cancer. So it's 1,000 hours over a 10-year period, which works out to 17 minutes a day. That's all. Your chance of getting cancer increases by 60%, which I consider a significant number.
I don't have a cell phone, class. I do not have a cell phone for several reasons. That one being a large factor. When I was a computer consultant full time in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia, there was a teacher, an English teacher, who wanted Wi-Fi in her classroom. She wanted to have a cart, a rolling cart full of notebook computers, and she wanted to pass them out to the students who would come into her class, and they would be using these notebook computers to type whatever her assignment was at that time. And she thought that having notebooks would be the way to do it because they could sit on those really small writing surface desks, you know, where you have a seat and you have a flat surface that's
I don't know if you can hear me, but my line here has gone dead.
There are concrete walls. There are aluminum window frames.
Yeah, are we at commercial time? Very funny. sure. So, will I hear the tie-in to the commercial music? Okay. So, again, we're talking about safety of cell phones, and I do want to say that there's some good news. The bad news is somebody's trying to play with our signal again, not surprisingly. The good news is we've talked about it before. There's some very easy steps you can use in how you operate your cell phone that can minimize to a very large degree the amount of radio waves that point towards your skin and how strong those radio waves are. So there's very easy steps you can take to minimize the effects that are outlined in this new study. And we'll get into those, but we've talked about it before, but it has to do primarily with the fact that nature created radio waves logarithmically in terms of power level. So there's a big difference in power level between holding the phone right up to your head and just a little bit away using Bluetooth, for instance, just a few feet away and use low-power Bluetooth to make a tremendous difference.
All right, we'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I lost the connection. CenturyLink went down again. And this will be right after the broadcast. I'll be calling them up again. I'll be calling the secret number, and I'll be getting another $50 credit. I keep asking them to send me a new modem router, but I guess it costs too much to send me one, so it costs them $50 every time they disconnect me and break the internet. And I hate it when they do that, but, you know, this is corporate America, and it's really difficult to deal with these nameless, faceless individuals of greed. Bert, thank you for taking care of that. I could see that on my screen that I lost the connection, and thank you for just continuing. And instructors, those of you who are in class today, just be prepared for this to happen more often when these telecommunications connections break. So if I'm not here to facilitate, just keep on teaching, okay? That's the plan. And, you know, Bert, sometimes, I don't know what it is with what you teach, but gosh, you know, when you talk about these kinds of things, cancer, did you say cancer? Cancer and cell phones, that's big money that we're talking about. And we're disrupting people's good feelings about how wonderful these cell phones are, because 10 years, 17 minutes a day, 60% increase in getting cancer, and nobody wants to get cancer. People die from cancer. So I think you're right over the target. And you didn't make this up. This is a study, a bona fide study from a bona fide university. University of California, Berkeley. Great reputation. Okay.
Yep. Center, the birth of the free speech movement in the 1960s. So UC Berkeley has a great history in terms of, you know, pioneering ideas. Unfortunately, in the last few years, they've had a little bit of pushback in censoring some speakers and some thoughts, but I think generally it is a beacon of free speech there. And this certainly wasn't a study that a lot of people wanted released. Now, you know, given that I am an RF engineer and I, you know, work with cell phones and other wireless devices, and it's basically my career, I think I understand it better than most. And what I was trying to say when we were being interrupted is there's a lot of steps you can take that'll make a huge difference in the safety, because it doesn't have to be as dangerous as this study alludes to. When they mentioned the 17 minutes per day of using a cell phone, that was holding it up to your head. Now, you don't have to do that. And by not doing that, it doesn't, like, reduce the power by half. It might reduce the power by 100 times, because there's what we call near field and far field. When you hold a cell phone up to your head, you're basically coupling your brain into near field, into that antenna. And just taking it a foot away will bring you into far field. And that's basically how far you would be if you use Bluetooth. And Bluetooth, just so the class can understand, might be anywhere from 1 to 10 milliwatts. Your cell phone could be as high as 6/10 of a watt. So it's a big difference, and it can make a big difference because RF is cumulative. In other words, the exposure, and what this study shows is that it's cumulative. So if you can reduce the amount, it makes a big difference. And because nature is logarithmic, it's not things you take don't reduce it by half or a quarter. They can reduce it by 10 or 100 or 1,000 times, making it almost insignificant if you can get that level down. So that's what I want to try and say. And so the worst thing you can do is hold the phone up to your head when you're talking. Just making it a little bit, even just putting it on speakerphone and putting it on your desk, that will make a big difference. So, and this study does basically mention those things. We've been talking about them for years, that that's things you can do. But this study basically confirms what we had been saying here at USA Prepares for many years.
So, Bert, to help the class understand, when you were talking about Bluetooth being at the RF or radiated power of 1 to 10 milliwatts, and then the cell phone being at 6/10 of a watt, class, 6/10 of a watt is 600 milliwatts. So we're talking about Bluetooth at 1 to 10 milliwatts versus a cell phone at 600 milliwatts. That could be as much as 600 times the electromagnetic radiation with your cell phone versus Bluetooth. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from flooding across parts of western Germany and Belgium rose around 100 Friday as the search continues for hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors and rescue people trapped in houses at risk of collapse. Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed her sorrow over the loss of life during a news conference at the White House late Thursday, saying the full extent of the tragedy will only be seen in the coming days. End quote. Los Angeles County in California will require masks to be worn indoors, even by those vaccinated against the coronavirus. The University of California Higher Education System also said Thursday that students, faculty, and staff must be inoculated against COVID-19 to return to campus. Xiaomi is now the second largest smartphone vendor based on worldwide shipments in the second quarter of 2021. The Chinese company captured 17% of the global market share, just behind Samsung's 19%, but ahead of Apple's 14%. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure plan at the cost of $3.5 trillion is just the beginning. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, you add that to the $600 billion in a bipartisan plan, you get $4.1 trillion, which is very, very close to what President Biden has asked us for. End quote. West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrisey on Fox News says this plan would devastate workers in his state and surrounding areas.
This new so-called clean electricity standard, that if that goes into effect, that will devastate the West Virginia economy. We'll go into free fall because we still rely on coal for 90% of our electricity, our power needs, and natural gas. And the whole goal behind this big bill and the Biden climate agenda is literally to wipe out the use of those fossil fuels. So if he votes for this, this would be catastrophic for a state. So I'm rooting him on. I'm hopeful that he'll do the right thing. You may remember back in 2010 when Senator Manchin first ran, he put a rifle, shot the rifle through the cap and trade bill. What we're talking about here is the cap and trade bill on steroids. This goes so much further than the Obama Clean Power Plan, and it's going to devastate West Virginia. It's going to hurt Pennsylvania, Ohio, Appalachia. Working class America will pay a very heavy price, and working families are going to pay a lot more through the power grid, price through the roof.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Bert's with us. He's a radio frequency engineer. He's a patent holder. He's been working with transmission and receiving devices for most of his life, probably starting at around age 8, 9, 10 years old. And he's my age. And he's quite brilliant. There's no question about it. I know him personally. He's been to the farm. I've been to his place. We've known each other for a long time. Darn close to 50 years. Maybe a little bit over 50 years. And so, Bert, you've never heard me say anything but cell phones are dangerous in terms of, you know, radio frequencies, right? I mean, that's been my position as long as you've known me, yes?
Yeah, and I'm trying to put it in perspective because it's very easy to say, oh, don't use it. You know, it's dangerous. You know, you have to put it in perspective. I think actually it can be used safely. And by the way, thanks for the compliment. I don't know.
Well, it's all true. But hey, here's something that I wanted to discuss with our class, something that they can do. So, class, if you have a modem router, you know, from your telephone provider or from your cable provider, there's some wireless settings. You know that there's some passwords that you have to use in order to get your computer on. But there are also some other settings that you can change. Bert, do you want to talk about them or do you want me to do that?
Go ahead, jump in. I'll correct you if needed.
Oh, jeez. Class, there are, if you look on the bottom of your modem router, now, let's say you have DSL, for example, you will see an address, you'll see probably even a password, and you might even see a device, TCP/IP address. So, for example, if you were to go to your browser, you know, whether it be Opera or Mozilla or Firefox, whatever it might be, you type in, and this works in a lot of cases, not all cases, but many, many cases, 192.168.0.1, 192.168.0.1, and dot stands for decimal point. If you were to type that in, you would probably get to the login screen of your modem router. Now, sometimes it's 192.168.1.1. Most of the time, it's 192.168.0.1. And that is the telecommunications protocol address of your particular modem router. Once you type that in, it will ask you if you want to log in many cases, okay? And you would log in. Typically, it's admin, A-D-M-I-N. But you can find out from your telephone provider or your cable company or whatever your provider is, satellite provider, how to do this. It's just a phone call away. And you type in the password, and usually the password is on the bottom of that modem router. You type in the password, and then there are all kinds of settings. Like, and one of the settings is, it might be called a tab called radio, R-A-D-I-O, meaning receiver transmitter. And that's what your modem router does. It receives and transmits wireless signals. And typically, it is set to the default of on. Now you can set it to off. You can turn your Wi-Fi off at this screen on your browser if you have the password. Or you can, and typically you can change the output transmission level of your modem router's Wi-Fi signal in increments of 10. So for example, it may say, well, we're going to set the transmission level by default at 100%. That's maximum transmission. You might say, I don't want it to be so powerful. I think I'm good with 90%. And click the 90% or 80 or 70 or 60 or all the way down to 10%. So you can change that transmission power level yourself at your screen on your computer that's connected to your router. And 10% is way less radio frequency transmission power level than 100%. And then what you do is you save that, and then your modem will either reset, or it will just go into the resetting of that particular function of your modem router, and now you're at 10%, or 20%, or 40%. Now, you would probably have to experiment. So if you use your cell phone to communicate with your modem router so you have Wi-Fi access from your home or business, you'll find out that you can see if the power level is right or not by looking at the number of bars that you have for your Wi-Fi on your local handheld cell phone. And if you don't have enough bars and you're running at 10%, you might need to bump it up to 20% and try that and see if that gives you enough bars. You may find out that it works fine in the bedroom or it doesn't work fine in the bedroom. You might find out it works great in the kitchen and in the living room, but not in the dining room. So you'll have to experiment because every house is different. You have different wires and different pieces of metal and glass, etc., in the rooms of your house. So you can test it yourself. Bert, any comments?
So every router is going to be different, and how you sign in. And by the way, if your password is something simple, you should probably change it. But I guess the only thing I'd add is say that your router is probably not your most dangerous wireless device in your home, as long as you're not, like, sleeping right next to it. Because, again, given the way radio waves work and what I said about near field, far field, if your router is up in the attic or in another room of the house where you're not typically there that often, it might not be a problem. Now, if it's at your computer room, right in front of your computer where you're sitting all the time, move it a few feet over. And probably by moving it, not only can you get it away from you, you might be able to put it in a more central location so it can transmit and receive more efficiently through your home. I mean, you might be able to do that as well. And remember, with your Wi-Fi, and the same thing's true on your cell phone, there's typically power control going on, and depending on what the link is, determines is, you know, being transmitted and received efficiently, it'll lower or raise the power. And, you know, I wanted to mention that because it's very important in cell phones where the actual power your cell phone transmits isn't always 600 milliwatts. That's the max. It's the minimum needed for the cell phone tower to effectively receive your signal and no more. And also it's the same way the other direction. From the cell phone tower, it'll only transmit to your phone the minimum amount of power necessary. So I mention that because a lot of times people think there's, you know, you could cover your phone with aluminum foil and that'll make it safer to use. And that could not be farther from the truth. In fact, you're probably making it more dangerous to use if you cover your cell phone with aluminum foil.
So we've tried that experiment many, you know, well over a decade ago. And frankly, Class, you can try it yourself. But you will notice that you will notice that the cell phone will get hotter, and because it's trying harder to communicate with the tower because you've put some blockage in the way, which is the aluminum foil. But if you try it yourself and you wrap your cell phone with aluminum foil, just as an experiment, and then you call your cell phone with another phone, whether it be a landline or another cell phone, you're going to find out that your cell phone rings. So those who think that, you know, wrapping your cell phone with one layer of aluminum foil is going to prevent electromagnetic radiation from leaking out, that doesn't always work. As a matter of fact, almost all the time it does not prevent the cell phone from transmitting radio frequencies out. Cell phones go right through aluminum foil, right through two layers of aluminum foil, sometimes three, four, and five layers of aluminum foil. No kidding. You can try yourself. And call us for the results if you decide that you want to try it. Call us on next Friday. Let us know what you think. So, Bert, distance, the bottom line really is these devices are everywhere. There's satellites, there's cell phone towers, there's microwave towers, there's Wi-Fi, there's microwave ovens. There's no escaping it. And you know, unless you find some corner of the planet that, you know, no one has been to ever. But for the rest of us, the best thing that we can do, according to what I'm hearing you say, reading between the lines, is, and reading the lines and between the lines, is that distance is your friend, period. So if you're using a mic, is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, we've had friends who, in their kitchens, they'll put a cup of coffee in the microwave oven. They'll put like a paper cup of coffee, something that they might buy at Starbucks, okay? One of those paper cups. And they'll put that in the microwave oven, and it's plastic lined. So it's paper with a real thin layer of plastic to keep the coffee from leaking out of the sides of the cup. They'll put that in the microwave oven because their cup of coffee got cold while they were driving. And they'll, you know, bring it home and put it in the microwave. And then they'll look in the microwave oven, like look through the window, as if it's a mirror. I'm talking about, you know, maybe a foot away, put their face right up there. It's nuts as far as I'm concerned, because I have some microwave testers. And I can tell you that 100% of the microwave ovens that I've tested absolutely positively leak at some level. And the way to minimize the leaking is to keep that dried up food that's around the door of the microwave oven, those little bits of food that cling on there because of carelessness, being in a hurry and not wiping it up right away. Those little bits of food pry the door open so there are gaps so that the microwaves can sneak out between the door and the microwave oven cavity. So, you know, you want to make sure that the door, nobody slams the microwave oven door. Nobody. That's illegal, right? Never let that happen. Now, if you let guests come in, you probably hear your door go bang because they're careless compared to the care that you exercise with your possessions. So make sure that no one slams the door, no one looks in the microwave oven, and stay away. Now, we have a microwave oven in our kitchen, and we use it sometimes, not very often. We don't want to use it. But it's inconvenient on purpose. It's inconvenient, it's far away from where we would, you know, where the most convenient place is for many reasons. One, if we have to use it, it's far away. Two, it's far away, so it's inconvenient to use it, so we don't want to use it. Your thoughts, Bert?
Well, I agree with all of that. And, you know, just to reiterate about distance being your friend, that applies to everything that's wireless. So, you know, I wouldn't recommend, you know, living underneath the cell phone tower. And especially because it's basically about a duty cycle of 100%. So it's always transmitting. So, and also aggregation. So think of it as, you know, using a phone, for 1 minute, you know, couple of times a month is a lot different than using your phone for an hour every day. And apparently, according to the studies, and this makes sense, it's cumulative. So the time duration is an issue and the distance is an issue.
And it doesn't follow any different logic from, well, you know, we don't have too many dental x-rays because they're cumulative. You don't want to give too much flying in the air because of the x-rays in the upper atmosphere. You don't want to have too many CAT scans, PET scans, etc. because it's...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. And so, Bert, it seems to me that, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but it seems to me that the power companies, when they put in the power poles to run power in neighborhoods and down the streets and roads, etc., they put them where it's most convenient for them, where the cost is the least. So they look at how much it costs to put it where and how much it costs to put it in a different location, and they go for the lowest cost solution almost all the time. The least amount of wire, etc., the least cost overall to the utility company. So what happens is the power line transformers, those round cylindrical can-type transformers that hang off the side of the power poles, are typically 125 feet or less from the house. So people have, they're being bathed in electromagnetic radiation of all different frequencies, power line transformers, substation transformers, microwave antennas, and that it's become so offensive to people that the companies that install this equipment are installing cell phone antenna systems in what looks like a palm tree. So they create an artificial palm tree and embed it in the upper end, disguised and hidden by the leaves of the palm tree, are the antenna for these cell towers. And they're putting cell antennas in church steeples where you can't see them. They're already high up in the air. And so they stick the antennas inside the church steeple. So there are way more antennas than people even realize, and way more electromagnetic transmission devices than people realize. I'm talking about transformers on power lines, etc. Your comments?
Well, that's true. And I think what I would add is with 5G, they're not putting them so much where it's the lower cost for the cell phone provider. They're putting the 5G microcells where they'll cover the most number of users. So they're putting them in foyers of office buildings, and it's going to be literally in your office a 5G transmitter, transceiver. So, you know, there are issues because if you're sitting right underneath a 5G, microcell, that's basically transmitting all the time. And by the way, that's not transmitting 600 milliwatts. The cell sites are going to be transmitting many watts. So it could be a lot higher power. And they haven't really done the studies. Certainly in terms of the microcells, they have not done the studies to really show what the health effects are. You know, this study was very interesting in that It was conducted by a PhD who, his background was, can you believe this? His background was previously studying the health effects of tobacco. And he said he's found amazing similarities in that for years and years, people were reporting that smoking cigarettes was bad for your health. Yet it wasn't till the 1960s that the government finally started putting health warnings on cigarettes and curtailing radio and TV advertising. So he sees very similarities in that we have a lot of evidence now that extreme exposure to microwaves and other RF energy does have health effects, yet the industry is lagging to put the warnings and do other steps that could be taken to reduce the radiation. And just to be clear, I think it can be safely reduced to a point where it's really a minimal health hazard. But right now, again, holding your cell phone up to your head, nobody should really be doing that because that's just, again, potentially 600 milliwatts right into your tissue of your body.
Mm-hmm. And if the tissue of the body weren't moist, meaning if our body tissue was not conductive to electricity, it wouldn't much matter. But it is. It is conductive of electricity. That's how we have a biomechanical system. Bioelectrical system. Actually, biomechanical electrical system. That's what we are as living beings. Bert, I was thinking about cigarettes as you were. And it seems to me, well, we know that the heads of the CEOs of the tobacco industry all lined up in Congress and they testified that, you know, smoking is not injurious to your health. I mean, they lied, right? We're talking about back in the 60s. And you can look that up, class. You can probably even find some of that, the vestiges of that on the Internet. But no one needs tobacco in terms of smoking. Tobacco is great for insecticides. But in terms of smoking, no one needs to smoke. And as no one needs to smoke, I don't think anyone needs 5 and 6G. I think it's something that we don't need. As a matter of fact, I don't think we need cell phones. Now, do they help people? Yeah, they do, because they get lost and they, you know, they want GPS and they want to talk to, you know, other people. It's convenient, but is it necessary? I submit to you it's not. Bert, Les, you've got the last word.
Yeah, class can look up the report on the Internet. It's Joel Moskowitz, University of California, Berkeley.
Bert, thank you so much for being with us today. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.